Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, the legendary Shirley Murdoch. Shirley, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just doing fine.
We have been trying to do this, and here we are, right?
Hey, God is good. Hey.
Hallelujah. Say perseverance.
Perseverance. That's right. For real. Shirley, the journey, live. What is that all about?
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this project. This is my first live CD DVD recording. I've been in the business for over 25 years, and this is the first live recording ever. And I had the pleasure also of inviting a few of my girlfriends on board. I've got Kelly Price doing a song with me. Regina Bell is doing a song with me. The wonderful Beverly Crawford is doing a song with me. And all of us do a song together at the end. When you think about a journey, you know, everybody, somewhere in their life, we're somewhere in the midst of our journey. And I think that people, sometimes we think that the journey is the day that we're born and it ends the day that you die. But I think that the journey begins when we became an idea in the mind of God. And then he put our particular parents together, the recipe of our parents together, to make us who we are. And when we breathed our first breath, he breathed into our lives purpose. So the CD and CD and the DVD journey is full of songs that will help you in the various stages of where you are in your life. You know, it's got songs like praise and worship. It's got songs of inspiration. I mean, just a really, we listed about 40 songs and narrowed it down to 12 to what you're going to get. It's going to drop on October 18th, the journey.
Okay, you just finished doing the Sound of Praise Gospel Explosion. How was that?
You mean coming up? Oh yes, I sure did. Yes, that was wonderful. With Marvin Sapp, right? It was at home in Dayton, Ohio,
right?
And the wonderful Tanya Baker. It was a wonderful night. I mean, Marvin Sapp is not only, you know, a wonderful singer, just an awesome person. I've known Marvin for many, many years. I used to think that we first met years ago when we did a play together called Fake Friends. And he reminded me that we met before either one of us had records. When I was living in Toledo, I came to his home church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, be a guest soloist for the choir's concert. And he reminded me that we go that far back. But Marvin is just awesome. And not only is he a wonderful singer, wonderful person, but woo, honey, he's some kind of preacher.
Tell us about a couple of songs on the journey. He is God. What is that song all about?
He is God is a very celebratory song. It was the very first song that we opened up with. And it's just a reminder that no weapon shall prosper. He is God. You know, his name is holy. He is God. He reigns forever. He is God. So no matter what your circumstance, he is God, honey. He's bigger than all of your circumstances.
How about Dream, which is your radio single?
Yes, Dream is a song that was written by myself and my husband and Bishop T.D. Jakes. Dream is just to remind us that God is not a man that he should lie, that your dream cannot die. No matter what God has spoken to you, the Bible says that he watches over his word to perform it. And it's, you know, God is a spirit. And it's like God speaking to your spirit, reminding you that whatever he put in you, he watches over it. And that he says, he reminds us that I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards you, thoughts and plans of peace, but not evil, to give you an expected end. That means to give you hope and to give you a future. So that dream is that glimpse of your future self, being more, doing more, and just holding on by faith until they come to fruition. And sometimes people may have taken, you know, sometimes your life might have taken a little crooked turn, but it makes no difference where your life goes. He watches over his word to perform it. He's able to make even all the messed up stuff of your life come together and work together for your good. So your dream cannot lie. God cannot lie. And what he says he will do, he will do.
We're talking to our guest, the legendary Shirley Murdoch. The song Upward Way, are you taking us to church on that, Shirley?
Oh, we're going to church. Oh, yeah, because, you know, I it reminds me of Paul, who said, I count on myself to have apprehended, but this thing I do, you know, I forget about the things that are behind me, and I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And in the example of the song, it says, it's my season, it's my time, God's getting ready to blow your mind. You think about the fact, somebody might might have been waiting a long time for their blessing to come. But God's getting ready to bless you. God's getting ready to heal you. God's getting ready to set you free. Whatever it is that you've been praying for, baby, it's getting ready to happen. So just keep on pressing toward the upward way and keep on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Shirley, has there been any bumpy roads on that journey?
Listen, I think I can venture to say that I'm not alone. Because in life has bumpy roads. But the awesome thing about the bumpy road is when you know you've got a Savior who can. When you understand that there's nothing too hard for God, and there's no situation that God would allow you to come to that He doesn't have the power to bring you through. I've had some losses in my life. I lost my mom. And 6 months after that, I lost my producer, the great late Roger Troutman, his brother, Larry Troutman. I lost those two wonderful gentlemen to a murder-suicide 6 months after my mom went to be with the Lord. And I tell you, honey, if it had not been for the Lord, baby, a sister should have been in the crazy house on crack, but God. So I've had some bumps along the road, but every time there's a bump, I look to God, and he's always been there. I remember when the day my mother went to be with the Lord and I got that news, I look up to heaven and I say, Lord, everything I know about you, everything I read about you, everything that I've heard about you, I needed to kick in now. And God is so faithful because he did. He gave me beauty for ashes. He gave me the oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And it is absolutely true that your tears of sorrow will turn to tears of joy. And so I've experienced that in my life. And even though both of my parents are with the Lord, you know, it's amazing because when you go through stuff, even the stuff that you go through is bigger than you. It's not even about you. It's about who you can help, who you can be a witness to. So even though I lost my mom and my dad, the good news is that I know where they are. That, you know, they ain't on no milk carton with the caption had seen me.
Hey.
I know because out of, you know, when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. And so I have that solace in my heart of knowing that one day I'll never have to tell them goodbye ever again. But not only will I get to kick it with my mom and daddy one day, but I'll get to spend eternity with Jesus.
Shirley, wow. Shirley, how important was Roger Troutman to Shirley Murdoch's career?
Oh, my goodness. He was my big brother, my mentor. He brought me up and raised me up in the music business. You know, being a church kid, coming straight out of the choir into, you know, various arenas, sometimes the club, sometimes the theater, sometimes, you know, tens of thousands of people. But, I mean, it was a safe haven because my testimony in mainstream was not drugs and alcohol and a depraved life. My testimony is that the Holy Ghost will keep you if you want to be kept. And by it being just a family organization and, you know, a drug-free organization, you know, they really took care of me. They really raised me up and they protected me. And one of the things that Roger taught me, I remember when one of my biggest songs, As We Left, was on the charts. He said, baby girl, he said, that record's on the charts and it can't stay up there. And you're gonna need to come talk to me. So when I went to talk to him, he said, listen, As We Lay Us on the Top of the Charts, he said, you are the best thing since ice cream when it comes to the record company. He said, they will name their kids after you. He said, but baby, when that record comes off the charts, they will take your poster down, put somebody else's up, and you'll be lucky if they take your phone call. He said, but this is what I want you to know. He said, you do a great record, do a great live performance, and here's the key. Stay touchable to the people. Those same people will support you for the rest of your life. And I'm telling you, HJ, I've watched that be for real in his life, and it has been just the truth in my life, whether I've had a record or not. He's always told me, he said, when you're number one with the people, you stay number one with the people. You just do right by the people, because these are the people that support us, they help us do what it is that we do. So in the whole scheme of things, HJ, is like this. Who owes who? You know, I get to wake up every day and do what it is that I love to do. And I've seen my dream, you know, come to fruition and supported by people who may go to a 9-to-5 that they hate, you know, mm-hmm. or go to a job and the boss don't treat them right. But these same people help me do what I do. So I always feel like I owe. And it's important to always take that time out, you know, to talk to them, you know, sign an autograph, take a picture, whatever. because we've been blessed to do what it is that we do. And, man, I tell you, I miss Bonzo. He was a wonderful person. But sometimes when you love people, you lose them. It's just, when it comes to Roger and his brother Larry, I would have rather have loved and lost them to have never had them at all, because they really played just a great role in my life.
Do you ever get people approaching you saying, "Shirley, can you sing 'As We Lay' for me again?"
All the time. Even at church. You know what's so funny about at church? They approach me almost like, you know, they want to talk to me about that song, as if like that song is a secret.